The outgoing director of the United Nations Children's Fund, Carol Bellamy, says sexual violence has soared in spite of commitments made 10 years ago at the United Nations' fourth conference on women in Beijing, China. Ms. Bellamy made her comments on the opening day of 2 weeks of events to review progress made by women since the Beijing conference. Ms. Bellamy says she has been accused of being a radical feminist many times since she began her tenure at UNICEF 10 years ago because of her emphasis on the plight of women and girls around the world. But as the United Nations marks the 10th anniversary of the Beijing conference, Ms. Bellamy says it is important to note areas where progress has been limited or set back.
During the past 2 decades, there has been a dramatic increase in the use of rape and sexual violence as a deliberate tactic of war, a way of demoralizing and humiliating the enemy and destabilizing entire communities. In situations of armed conflict, girls and women are routinely raped, trafficked, used in prostitution, held by armed groups in sexual slavery, mutilated, and forced to carry pregnancies. And we have barely begun to talk about it.
Ms. Bellamy says in conflicts across the globe, apathetic government authorities ignore sexual violence and perpetrators go unpunished. She says the situation will not change until leaders are held accountable. Ms. Bellamy, who steps down as UNICEF head on April 1st, says speaking for the world's most marginalized people is part of her job. The outgoing UN chief also criticized the United Nations for the small number of women in senior positions. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.